This is the Spirit of Soho mural, put together by a group of amateur artists in the 1990s. The image reflects what Soho is all about, a cool, bohemian neighborhood, the stomping grounds of some of the world's most recognizable names and faces. Beatles fans will notice that the mural was heavily inspired by the cover of the Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band album, and all the people you see up there, and this is an eclectic group of people dating from the 15th century up to today, all have one thing in common. They all at one time or another lived here in Soho. Now behind you, near the ATM, is a legend you can look at to see who's who. We've also included a photo of it here. The mural represents different aspects of the spirit of Soho, and if you look at the bottom right rectangle, you will see an image representing Ronnie Scott. Ronnie himself is depicted here, playing the saxophone. Ronnie was one of the most famous jazz musicians in the world, and it was he who played the saxophone on the Beatles track Lady Madonna, completely transforming the song. We'll be visiting his club in a bit. The man in the back in the pinstripe suit on the same panel is the iconic jazz singer, George Melly. In the center, there are four figures around the clock, including Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart in yellow, perhaps the world's first rock star. Mozart actually wrote his first symphony, K-16, here in London. At the time, he was on a tour through Europe and was staying in Belgravia with his family before moving on to the Chelsea area. Mozart would come back to London later in life and stay here in Soho. I'll show you where he lived later in the tour. He stands next to Karl Marx, who wrote the majority of his Communist Manifesto here in Soho. Next to him is Teresa Cornelis, an Italian opera singer who's standing beside her lover, depicted to her left, the notorious Lothario Casanova, no doubt fleeing persecution from husbands all over mainland Europe. Now, if you happen to be here on the hour, you'll see something truly bizarre and magnificent. Every hour, on the hour, a can of Coca-Cola appears from behind Das Kapital, and Karl Marx takes a sip. Teresa winks at Casanova, and he attempts to kiss her. With the mural on your right, continue down Broadwick Street until you see Berwick Street on your right. We won't stop, but if you take a look down towards Berwick Street Market, you may recognize the scene as this street. With the mural on your right, continue down Broadwick Street until you see Berwick Street on your right. We won't stop here long, but do take a moment to look down Berwick Street Market. This street was depicted on the cover of the Oasis album, What's the Story, Morning Glory? With Berwick Street on your right, continue forward on Broadwick Street. Stop when you get to Duck Lane on your right.